maybe one call. I put some feelers out to a different group of teams, talking about possibility of moving either way, and made a couple of proposals, but nobody's gotten back to me at this point.
Although it seems quiet for you, Brian, there's been so much talk about so many people supposedly available. Is there a feeling that is indeed the case in your mind?
Well, I think there are a number of players available. I've had a couple of managers suggest a couple of names to me, maybe not as many as you know, or you people covering different teams know, but there are a few that look like they might be moving if the right deal is there, but I'm not in play at this point.
Brian, specific to the Senators, are you looking at a particular position, or is it just draft the best player?
We always say draft the best player. There's a type of player we're looking for, without a doubt, and we've talked a lot about trying to upgrade particular roles on our team, and if we can do that, we will.
Were you surprised that Colorado's been as transparent as they seemingly have about that choice?
It's different approach by different teams. I don't know whether they're following through with what they said totally, or just easier for them to say this is what we're doing and go about doing it. So I'm not surprised about anything that happens in our game anymore.
Brian, have you started having any talks with J.P. Barrie for Daniel Alfredson's contract?
No, we haven't. He suggested he might be able to get in touch with me today at some point, but we haven't gone there yet.
And obviously that's good news for you. Were you expecting that, or did you have a feel?
I had a feel, after talking to Alfie, that he would probably want to try and play again for a period of time. So I'm not overly surprised. I think he walked out of Ottawa at the end of the year and looked in great shape. He looked healthy. He was excited about some of our young people on the team. So obviously we're pleased that he's made the decision to play again.
Might you consider 2 years for him, or do you think 1 year, year by year is best?
I think it's just a matter of what we get talking about. I think that JP and I at some point in time will start talking, and we'll talk about term and dollars at that time.
Brian, Le Cavalier, a lot of talk about the teams lining up to talk to him. If the contract was right, is that the kind of player that would be a good fit for you?
I think Vincent Le Cavalier would be a good fit for most teams in the league, at the right dollars and that. I haven't put any feelers out to anyone about him, however.
Just having Alfredson back, knowing he's back, does it change anything in terms of what, whether it's a draft or free agency at all, in terms of another player or type of player you'd need?
No, I don't think so. I think we're still going to explore what's available to us to upgrade our hockey team. And we hope at some point in time through the summer that we can maybe make an acquisition that would help our team.
When you talk about the possibility of moving up or down, how steep are the prices right now?
I'm the one that has made an offer in a couple of cases, and they haven't accepted it so far. Maybe they will at the time of the draft, I'm not sure, but they're fairly high.
Brian, you've been seen a lot in this game. As you said, nothing surprises you anymore, but the indication sure seems that this could be maybe the craziest summer that a lot of us have ever seen. Do you get that impression?
Well, I just have heard some names. I haven't talked to management-type guys about particular guys off their team, but the rumor I hear is that, there's some fairly substantial players that may be available, but until I get a phone call and get participating in that kind of action, it's probably better not to comment too much about it.
Have you talked to Alfredson?
I haven't. Well, I talked to him before he left, but I haven't talked to him today.
You haven't talked to him since he
left? Not today, no. No.
Anything further for Brian?
Yeah. Now you've got the interesting guys up here.
Thanks for
joining
us.
Thank you.
Thanks. Tim, can I grab you for a sec?
Thanks, guys.
From your perspective, things all set to go here?
Yeah, I mean, we came in yesterday and today, and you always go through those 17 guys, and then the scenario of moving down a little bit, so then you broaden that to 25 guys, and you just keep doing the exercise until you think you have it right. You never have it perfectly right, but you just have to just keep at it until you're sure that you're happy with what you have down.
Tim, how deep is this draft for you?
I've said before, I don't buy in to the 2003 talk and that type of thing, but certainly the first round we like, beyond 17, most people say to their pick, but I think there's a drop-off, whether that's the second round or the third round. I think there's a drop-off that in the best drafts we haven't seen. I think what makes a draft great is the depth, obviously, and but there's a lot of talent in this draft, and you know, the teams picking high are going to get, if not franchise players, impact players.
Brian was saying it's been difficult to move up. Do you think that maybe changes on the floor tomorrow, where the prices perhaps start to drop?
We've moved up in the past with a couple different organizations we've been together with, and it's usually mid to late first. It costs you a second. But to move up high in the draft, it's a hard thing to do because your scouts work all year. They're ready for the draft. They're ready to pick. The players at the top are obviously better. It's going to be a big price, and it could happen tomorrow. He'll come and say they want this player in our pick off our team, and then at the table you just have to make the call if it's the right choice or a big enough upgrade. But up to this point, the prices have been extremely high.
You're in the position without a second that you could, like Brian was saying, possibly moving back and getting a second.
Yeah, if it wasn't far, if he came to us and said we could move to 20, 21, something like that, and we're still going to get one of our two guys, I think we can get a player with the second. I think it's an asset that you just don't want to move too far out of it.
I know that sometimes teams look at it and say, we know what group of players is going where, but there's a point in the first round where things are going to start going in different directions that we can't predict.
Yeah.
What pick number do you think that's going to be?
Well, we've got four guys that we feel we're going to get one of them at 17, right? So we've got a group of five just above that that we're really hoping one of them would be there. We're not expecting one to be there, but it's happened in the past, so there's the group of five in front of our four, I guess, and I don't want to go into, but that's upwards of 11 or so. Mm-hmm. So we're doubtful one of those guys would drop to us.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, Tim. Pierre, do you want to come up, please?
Whatever Tim said. We're good. Thank you. So tell us the nine.
Pierre, what do you like most about this draft?